Tripaya ni wale tuda na go ma pretensi ma chujabo wiva konkeresha kaka kulu siyabo
ni bariadi na go
ma chujabo jabo jabo
na wa tripaya puti tu sangwa na go na iwa wende mune beka tripaya go isu kame to beka tripaya go abo abo
The Butcher Ward counselor bemoans a growing substance abuse among youths. Parents advised to spend their money wisely during this festive season. And in African news, the U.S. recalls the envoys for more than a dozen African nations. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kitwe's Butcher Ward Councillor Manda Masoka has bemoaned the growing substance abuse among youths countrywide, calling for the issue to be declared a national disaster. Mr. Masoka disclosed that, in his ward, interventions have been made to address the issue, which is mostly common during the festive season. Mr. Masoka expressed concern that despite government efforts to provide skills training, many youths remain idle and vulnerable to substance abuse. He called for government involvement, parental guidance, and community-led initiatives to tackle this problem. The councillor noted that substance abuse is prevalent across the country, with different regions having different gangs terrorizing communities. He emphasized the need for identifying talents and sponsoring initiatives to help youths and offered to take the lead personally.
Issue to do with junkies. It's a national issue. Sometimes you feel like maybe it should be declared as a disaster. Because it's not just in Butch Canton. It's everywhere. And they are called by different names. Kuku to Fluffy in Lusaka, they call them. In Butchi, quite over 1,000. Shanyuko, different names. In Western Province, you find them. They are everywhere, and the one thing is, I think we've got a lot of our youths who are not doing anything. We appreciate government trying to come on board, at least offering our youths those skills.
Some parents in the Sakazangombe compound have urged their fellow parents whose children have not passed their examinations to offer proper parental guidance. The parents say failing an examination is not the end of the child's ambition to complete school. Speaking to Common Ready News, some parents noted that children who fail exams often face emotional distress due to fear of how society may judge them. They warned that in some cases, the children become victims of suicide because they feel ashamed or pressured after failing the examinations. One parent, Priska Mukopa, emphasized the importance of counseling children in a supportive and encouraging manner. She said parents should motivate their children to work harder and aim for better results when they sit for their next examinations. On Tuesday, the Minister of Education officially announced the 2025 Grade 7 and Grade 9 examination results. Meanwhile, Ms. Makupa has also advised her parents to spend their money wisely during the festive season. She reminded parents that schools will be opening soon and learners will require money for school requirements such as books, uniforms and other necessities.
For example,
A group of persons with disabilities in Kapirimpunchi has been warned of being allegedly sidelined in the distribution of farming inputs. In an interview with Common Ready News, the group calling itself a Lesa Mukulu Disabled Club has wondered why they are left out when distributing the farming inputs, yet they also contribute towards the country's food security. One of the group members, Alizi Mungalo, says they do not want to sit and fold their arms, but to also engage in agriculture like the able-bodied persons. Other affected group members like Imelda Narware and Gregory Chembe have vowed to venture into agriculture so as to empower themselves, adding that they do not want to be beggars.
Kulinga anifo tuleka virao kubomba. Tuadidi mamabala, lelota tuko eto mfundo wakua tutungavika muda mamabala. Eito tule lombo buteko kulinga anifo batikuwa asukwa kuma offices kwa batiu, ama offices ya bakukawe. Tuapapata mwe buteko konsoko mule tumfuila. Tuafuili sheni kwa mtu peleko tufetraiza pakwa tutungavika mamabala mudia.
Yagofi inana imumu wakua ni shefi rundwa na ifo tulibantu. Elo mma offices, mule tupokele la guino. Nga tuaisa, tuafueni ukulinga na fo mtu mwene tuafuirishe niko na ifwe bene tulakabira ikabirira kuri imwe mwe batunturu tekwe batinga twalemana nishimwa tuposa panse
twakwato bwafya as a group kwe baisa kuno pamulandu wa fertilizer twalirombereko fertilizer uko batuntu twabatupera ku fertilizer.
The Medicine Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on the Civil Service Commission to disclose the terms of reference under which the steering committee overseeing the recruitment of 2,000 health workers was appointed. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka has demanded that the names of the committee members be made public, stating that the recruitment of health workers is a matter of public interest. He says the stakeholders are keen to know who is leading the committee in the interest of transparency and accountability. Mr. Lioka has further questioned the secrecy surrounding the selection of committee members, describing it as unnecessary and contrary